For 145 years, trains have brought passengers past the two-story tall, thick brick Masonic Hall in downtown Reno. Back in 1873, it was the center of town life. A grocery store downstairs. Upstairs, the fraternal organization kept California and Nevada journals, stacked to the 20-foot-high ceilings. Over the years, the building survived two fires, high winds, piles of snow, and floods. But now its arched windows are boarded up, and only pigeons visit. This year's rain and snow had Reno code enforcement looking closely at the weathered brick walls. City code enforcement manager Alex Woodley.
Some fractures that they observed, if the building, the structure itself, looks like it's bowing a little bit, you can't say that that's a sure thing.
Now it's barricaded. Woodley has asked the building's owner for an engineering report, and he says that report could recommend repairs or for the building to be demolished. Nevada Historical Society curator Sherilyn Hayes Zorn knows what's at stake.
I would say it's priceless because it truly is at this point probably the last and the oldest historic structure here in Reno.
That's a piece of history she says people won't want demolished.
A battle cry saying, you know, please try to save this because it is an important structure for Reno. And if it goes, then, you know, what's next?
The engineering report to repair or demolish is due by the end of the month. Kai Plaskon, Capital Public Radio News.